and PJ podcast.
Sit him.
And I'll write your name.
Jace and PJ, did you see a video surfaced of Taylor Swift doing her little private listening parties?
Yeah, she selected 500 people over a year.
And then flew them to her different houses?
Yeah, because there was one in Rhode Island, one in New York, I think.
As I'm watching the video, I'm like, shit, you got a lot of houses.
Oh, yeah.
And then just crams them in the house and then plays them new album.
Yeah, just jams it out. They were hanging out like one-on-one besties. It was a pretty cool idea.
Tell you what, you'd be frisking those fans when they leave the house, wouldn't you?
Oh, what, to see if they'd stolen stuff?
Like you wouldn't.
I'm pretty sure she'd have a couple of security guards on standby.
Just on, you know, that's all. Cutlery would be worth a bit. You know, if you're in the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you ever nicked anything from like a club or anything like that?
Nah.
Never taken a glass or anything?
No. Maybe a glass by accident.
That's just because you hadn't finished your drink and you weren't going to put it.
I got asked to leave.
I am not putting this down. You carry me out holding it.
I went to my one of my favourite cafes this morning, and I do go there regularly. Two awkward things happened. Because there's a
cafe? You don't want to say?
Oh, it's just one of my favourites.
Don't tip. Don't do it. You'll be tipping off the paps.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want the paps there waiting, mate. Exactly, huh?
No, it's really awkward because whenever I go, there's always this woman who's actually, she's been my gym instructor before, and she always sits there. And I don't know her well enough to go and talk to her because it was like years ago. And I'm always
Did you quit her? Like,
yeah,
you quit the relationship?
I knew her through a trial. It was like a free trial. And then the trial wrapped up, then I went.
What do you mean I've got to pay? Yeah, right.
So I always see her, but I didn't say hi. And I was like literally debating it in my head. The other one was when the waitress came up to me and she called me honey, like first up. And I was like, oh, that's nice. It was like a one-off. And then she continued to call me honey throughout the whole experience.
Like, hey, honey, do you know what you want for a coffee?
Yeah, and then she goes, oh, good choice, honey. And then she was like, how was that, honey? And I was like, oh, is this like special treatment? Or is that standard practice? And also, how far can you go with terms of endearment?
Yeah, no, see, I like this point. This is an interesting one. See, to me, I can imagine her now being really funky, running around. Hey, honey, I'll get you a little coffee. What are you having?
No, but it was like she said it.
Endearing.
She specifically said it to me.
See, I say honey because when I first.
Because like if she said darling.
When I first moved here from Aussie, I would call some of the girls in the office babe. And you pointed out to me that that's a bit creepy.
No. Yeah, you call them hun as well.
But I would even say to you on a text, all right, babe, I'll see you at work.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like. Hey, that's weird. And
so I was like,
oh, God, maybe it's an Aussie thing. So then I changed to honey. And you've noticed that I have referred to, oh, God, is that bad?
No.
Am I not?
No, you're totally fine. But it's weird when you call Alex honey.
Oh, I change it up with Dal. I go, Dal, where are we going for lunch today? Like, you know me.
You sometimes accidentally hang up on him calling him babe.
So can I not say honey?
No, you can. It's just my question. Like, I don't know. Like, honey was nice. Babe, like, I'm just wondering, like.
Oh, God.
What?
Was she offering you honey on your breakfast?
I don't think so.
Honey, and you're like, oh, thank you very much.
Well, no, it's like tomato on toast. So
yeah, right,
you never know.
You never know. Here you are going, hey, thanks, sweetie. She's walking away going, yeah, just tell me. What bloody condiment do you want, you creep? Calling me sweetie.
Read it wrong again.
The Jason PJ podcast.
A guy online is getting a bit of attention because of a screenshot that he's made on his phone. Basically, he received a photo message from his mum, and the photo message had two love hearts by it, and then he received another one, quickly followed by a message from his mum going, oops, that was for your father.
Oh, God.
At that point, he's panicked, and he shared this online going.
Wouldn't he have seen the photo already?
Like, it just says image. No, it just says image on it.
Open it.
He's actually got to open it.
Oh.
And so he's shared this image online going, guys, I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Also, to be clear, he hasn't shared the image.
No.
He shared the screenshot.
The screenshot.
And he's questioning on whether he should open it.
100%. So it just says photo. And
no, well, you throw your phone away. In the slim chance.
That's what people are saying.
In the slim chance that's going to be a nudie from your mum for your dad. You throw that phone away, you burn it.
I mean, naturally.
And you stop all contact with your family. You move to a different country and and get new family.
Naturally, you're going to jump to the worst conclusion. It hasn't been revealed if he's opened it yet.
You couldn't come back from that.
You couldn't come back from it. I mean, it's probably just a picture of his mum's breakfast, you know?
Cam in promotions. Hello.
Hello.
He sent a... He sent a photo to his boyfriend and he actually sent it to, I think it was Jordan in promotions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and he's on Snapchat. Hello. On Snapchat.
Does Cam see those pictures?
Yeah, yeah. Get Cam. Deviant, no. Deviant, quickly, get Cam. Yeah, and he sent it. I don't know if he knows this, but he sent Jordan in promotions a message going, oh, my God, don't open your Snapchat. That was for my boyfriend.
And did she ever open it?
Yeah,
she did. Oh, because naturally you're going to.
Here he is.
Oh, no.
Here he is.
Why do I look so innocent?
Hey, Cam, we're just talking about when you accidentally send nudes.
Oh, no. Not
told
again.
Told ya. Remember when you accidentally sent the nude, you were sending it to your boyfriend and you sent it to Jordan in promotions?
Yes.
Did you then say to her, don't open the snap?
Yeah, she was at the supermarket and I called and said, whatever you do, don't open that Snapchat I just sent you.
And she opened it, didn't she?
Well, it said open. She was like, I deleted it, but no, I think.
She told me she opened
it. Well, that's why you can't even follow up saying, don't do something, because then the brain naturally does the opposite.
I'll give you a hot tip. You shouldn't be going, ooh, she's the one that had to look at it.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
1,000 of our limited edition car air fresheners, which are birthday candle scent, will be released in selected mobiles. Remember, just rock up at one of these mobiles, ask for a mobile smiles card. They'll give you one of those and an air freshener, all free. And if you want the locations, they're at our Instagram page.
Yes. Oh, you want me to reiterate them right now?
No, they're just on our Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
Let other people do some work, mate. We shouldn't have to hand it to them.
Auckland, Hamilton, Tauranga, Wellington, Christchurch, and Dunedin.
Let them do the work. We need the clicks on the Instagram page, cool. All right? We are actually going to be live at the Lincoln Road one in Auckland. We're going to be leaving the studio in about 10 minutes to head there.
Yeah.
And then tonight, we need to get back here because we've got a special dinner.
Yeah, I'm suspicious. He's never this nice.
No, I know.
He doesn't like us.
No, I'm going to make him eat the food first.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We're talking about Ross Boss, who has been the number one enemy of this show since it started.
He really doesn't like us.
When we said we're going to Australia, he took it really well. He offered to drive us to the airport. And we're like, hey, Ross.
On that day.
Thanks very much, but we're going to hang around till the end. We're going to hang around till the end of the year. I think it was even mid-show. He was like, you could do the 5 o'clock hour from the airport. They've got a wonderful food court.
No, it is actually really nice of him.
Yeah, and Ross has said, look, I want to take you and PJ out for dinner before you head off to Aussie next week. Here's the thing, and this is...
What, is it a menu thing?
No, yeah, it is. When someone offers to take you out for dinner,
yeah,
what's the parameters with ordering?
Oh, like, do you know what that's I mean? Like, a really good idea. Yeah, yeah, because it's on work, right?
It's on work, but even if it's like, you know, even if it's like a friend and they take you out for dinner, like what's rude to order? Like I can't order a nice steak, can I? Steak's quite expensive on the menu.
In terms of like drinks, he's got to choose that. So don't feel bad.
So you can't say...
I think you put it in his hands. Go, oh, well, Ross.
Are we drinking wine? Are we drinking beer?
Are we having starters, Ross? You ask the question and
you
don't...
Are we spraying champagne over the restaurant? Yeah, no.
I'm not telling you to. I'm giving you the choice.
Right. See, I can't suggest like, oh, should we do entree and then main? Because then I'm adding a whole...
No, I think you can as long as you're asking the question. If he's the one to say yes, then that was him ultimately.
But then imagine going out for dinner with someone. You're like, so we're going to do entrees? And they're like, oh, no. And then that's awkward.
He can't, though, because this is his moment to be nice.
And then I just had a look at the menu online. It's one of those restaurants it's like, if you want sauce, that's an extra $3.
Oh, God, really? So where are we going?
Am I
going
to be judged if I'm like, oh, grab peppercorn sauce with my steak? Are you going to get?
I think you're always judged when we go out with you.
But do you know what I mean?
You're like, a very fuzzy eater.
It's so awkward. And then you know what I normally do in situations like that? Because I know they're paying anyway, but I hate the bill at the end when it comes.
Yeah, so, that's when we go to the toilet.
Exactly.
I go to the toilet at the same time and look dodgy, but we just...
whenever I'm in a situation like that, if I can see the waitress coming with the little plastic thing, I'll go, oh, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
I'll just be under the table.
And then you come back and you realise how that's... Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We are about to get out of here and relocate. We're going to be heading to Mobile on Lincoln Road. So, unfortunately, you'll be missing our voice for about 20 minutes.
In Auckland, not Christchurch, just to clarify.
Oh, I would have kept the mystery. So, 5 o'clock, we're dropping all the air fresheners, 1,000 of them around the country. The selected mobiles that you can get them at, we've put a list at our Jason PJ Instagram page.
How good are you at keeping track of your mail? Like, if you receive a letter...
So I thought you were about to say keeping a secret.
Don't think that I'm going to tell you something wrong.
I am great with keeping a secret,
thank you. You are pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you are very good.
I haven't told anyone about... Don't worry.
About what? Oh, don't try and make up some juicy scandal.
Okay, no, all right, okay. Well, do you want me to... No. Do you want me to tell you bits of the secret?
I don't know what you're talking about now. No.
Okay, all right, okay.
I ask this because a well-known actress over in the UK, she's from the show Peaky Blinders, if you're familiar with that.
Heard of it, but yeah, I haven't seen it.
So her name's Helen McCrory, and she's actually just received an amazing award, the OBE, which is basically Order of the British Empire Award. So you get it for...
Sounds cool.
Like rewarding contributions to the arts and sciences. And
Hang on. Trophy or certificate?
It looks like she's being put something on her top, like a brooch.
Oh, that's cool. Like a medal.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'll
wear that
everywhere.
And the Queen actually presents it to you.
Oh, this is awesome.
So it's, you know, quite a big deal.
Yeah.
The only issue is because you receive like a letter in the mail informing you that you're to receive this award. And that letter, she didn't open because she thought it was an unpaid bill of her hubby's. So time went on and the people who sent out the letter had to actually give her a call and go, hey.
The Queen's waiting for you.
Yeah, the Queen's waiting for you. You've just got this incredible award.
That's amazing.
Have you received this? And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just thought it was a pesky bill.
That's embarrassing.
That I didn't want to open.
I've always thought two things.
Imagine if you got sent money in the mail.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
See, because you jumped in. You jumped in.
What?
Two things. Just going back to the medal thing. Yeah. I've always thought if I was an Olympian and I won an Olympic medal,
yep.
Call this a bit egotistical, but I'd wear that everywhere. If I went down...
What, like would you have it under your clothes or would you have it out for sure?
No, I'd have it out.
You say that now, but if you're an actual athlete, I don't think that would be your attitude.
If we're going to a bar on a Friday night, I'd be wearing
it. No, you wouldn't.
I would. I'd probably put a bottle opener
on
the back.
Have you ever won a radio award?
No.
Yeah, right, I was going to say.
You'd be able to tell. I'd be walking around holding it. And you want to know what the second thing was?
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Don't do that.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Happy Air Freshener Day, New Zealand. Happy Air Freshener Day, Pete.
Jesus. Can't even say it. Happy Air Freshener Day, Jace. Feels good to be alive.
Happens once a year. Practice the name of the day. So look, today we are dropping 1,000 of our free limited edition air fresheners, car air fresheners. The scent is birthday candle.
When
you blow out a birthday candle, that woody yet smoky yet sweet smell.
Yeah, many, many different flavours amongst it. A lot of people are saying, because there have been some people in the office who have tested it out, give it 3 days and that's when it starts smelling its best.
Yeah, right. Give it 5 and you want to get rid of it. So we've got 1,000 of these made in China. We're dropping them at selected mobiles. 5 o'clock is when you can get them. You can find out which mobiles at our Instagram page. Dolly's here, who's a local, who asked me to change her name. Celeste, I mean. Okay, Celeste is here. Isn't it true, Celeste? You've been sleeping out waiting to get your hands on one of these air fresheners.
I have been listening in. I've been waiting.
How many days have you been sleeping here at the mobile waiting?
Sleeping in the mobile, maybe 4.
Just go with me here, mate. Yeah, cool. And your kids and family miss you, but you have to wait for the air freshener?
Yeah, I just like Snapchat story them.
It has nothing.
Mummy loves you, but she's not coming home without an air freshener.
Her being tired has nothing to do with the Melbourne Cup yesterday.
Big day.
Big day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Big day.
I wonder if she's here for the air freshener or the servo pie. 5 o'clock, air fresheners will be available. She's been buttering me up trying to get one on the sly early. But it's
we can't do that.
Mate, that's illegal. It's illegal in the air freshener world. I want to chat about a story that caught my attention. Coming out of India.
Yeah.
It was a Qatar flight and it was going from Bali. It was going to Bali.
Yep.
But it got diverted to India.
Right.
The reason's amazing. There's a couple on board. The guy falls asleep. Now, you know when you're on a plane, you just do anything to kill the time, right? When you churn through the movies, and I've seen you do this, you go through your phone, you start having a look at what photos are in your phone and stuff like that. Yeah,
looking back on fond memories, reading messages.
Right, hold that feeling. So this wife decided, well, I've done that on my phone. I'll have a look through my husband's phone while he's sleeping. She discovered on an 8-hour international flight that he was cheating and woke him up on the flight that fight happened and the airline had to divert and go to India.
How did she know? Was there like legitimate messages?
I guess there was messages.
There was pictures.
I mean, waking up on a plane. You know when you wake up, you don't know where you are? But then to have the wife there screaming at you going, you're cheating, here's that. And imagine being the person next to them.
You literally couldn't get a worse place to find out that.
That'd
news.
Be it.
That's
it.
Like, I can't actually think about...
It's not like you can go, but let's have space. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got nowhere to go.
Your only option is the bathroom.
For the next 6 hours...
Yeah.
And you can't move seats. You know what I mean? For the next 6 hours, you are sitting there and you have to deal with the problem.
You could just swap with a flight attendant.
What, you go serve the drinks? The flighties actually have work to do, mate. I know you think the flight attendants sit business class with their feet up. But on behalf of the flight attendant community...
Hey, just do a little switcheroo?
Yeah, and she'll get a nap and stand well clear of that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Look at the weather. Not bad, mate.
Oh, mate, she couldn't be better.
No,
she could be better.
You know what she needs? The aroma of a blown-out birthday candle.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. And that will be released. Our 1,000 free car air fresheners coming up 5 o'clock. We're going to drop them in mobile stores around the country. You can find out which ones at Jason PJ Instagram.
Right now we are taking your calls 0800 dial ZM on a bit of a heavy topic for your Wednesday afternoon. Want to know the worst place you found out someone cheated on you?
Yeah, you might have caught it in the news. There was a couple who had a blow-up on a plane. She found out he was cheating. Bad timing. You still got to sit next to each other for another 9 hours. So 0800 dials ZM to join us on the air. Sarah, hello.
Hi.
Whereabouts? What was the sitch?
I was concussed in a hospital.
Oh, Sarah, that's horrible.
So how? No. What, did you wake up and he's going at it with the nurse?
Not quite. I woke up to some lovely messages from the girl and all these screenshots. It was great.
Oh,
great time.
Oh, you poor thing.
See, in that situation, I think you should be allowed to ask for morphine. Do you know what I mean? Like, hey, can I get some stronger painkillers? Look what I'm going through here. Oh, mate.
It sounds like she was probably already going through a hard enough time.
Good point. Sorry, mate. Thanks for your call, though. 0800 dials it in. What? I told you. I said light and bright calls.
Yeah. It's not really a light and bright conversation,
yeah, but it's okay. In the past.
All right, let's see what Kate's got to say. Kate, where did you find out someone had cheated on you?
I was running a business networking event with 60 executives and stakeholders, and one of them came up and told me my husband at the time was cheating on me with two other women he knew.
Oh, dude.
Do you think they were doing that because they thought, hey, we're here tonight, couple of wines, I'll be a rebound?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Okay.
CD Steve just coming up.
Yeah,
going,
hello, mate. Obviously, you weren't getting the signal from CD Steve. That's
oh,
sucks.
This is rubbish. Oh, my heart
what
really
did
hurts
you think
from
they
these
were
people.
Be?
I don't know. Oh, I was cutting cheese and putting it on a set. I don't know. I didn't really think about it. All right, let's wrap up with Renee.
Oh, not cutting cheese.
Hello, hey. Renee.
Hey.
Hey, please tell me you weren't cutting cheese, Renee. What was the situation?
No, I was filming my daughter blowing out her birthday candles on her 4th birthday, and I got a screenshot sent to me from some girl of, like, my boyfriend at the time and her messages to say anything meaning.
Oh, I wanted light and bright calls.
Oh, that's...
That's so bad.
But Renee?
Oh,
yeah.
Renee, no
a
doubt.
Scumbag.
No doubt. You have, you know, you've moved on and you're in a better place?
Yeah. New relationship, great guy. Kids are great.
Good.
Oh, no, and you know what's even worse, Renee? You know what I've realised?
What?
We're about to hand out 1,000 air fresheners that will remind you of that moment because she was blowing out the birthday candle. Jeez! This
is
a
true.
Renee. Oh, no, don't. She's just mucking around making
it. I think I have to get a free one from that, don't you think?
Okay, you know what?
You can have
a few.
You can have them all.
No, let's not do that. Let's not get crazy. You hang on the line. We will send you your own air freshener, okay?
I knew good would come from that.
half glass full sort of girl.
Always
we love that.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hundreds and thousands of people slowly turning out for air freshener day.
Hundreds or thousands? Because that's quite
no. I saw a pack of hundreds of thousands in the mobile. There's about 8 people here. No. The crowd is slowly building.
It is actually.
Because I'll be honest, when Pete and I were driving here,
it's like a Miley Cyrus concert.
It's nothing like that. Anxiety was through the roof. Because let's be honest, you were like,
I don't think anyone actually cares.
Yeah. No. And we were like, oh, what we'll do is we'll just go to where and we'll say they were sold out anyway.
What do you reckon, about 13 people?
Yeah, 1,300 people here at the moment. 5 o'clock, we're going to be dropping 1,000 Jason PJ limited edition car air fresheners around the country. Birthday candle is the scent. As you blow out a birthday candle and you get that woody yet smoky yet sweet smell.
Oh, nom, nom, nom.
Oh, that's my car. Nom, nom. 5 o'clock, it can be yours. Get the full locations of which mobile stores at our Instagram page as well.
All right, laughs and jokes aside, I want you to have a bit of sensitivity with what we're about to talk about, Jason, because I know you are not the biggest fan of cats, but there has been...
R.I.P. Is this the first cat?
Just put away your cheeky quips for a little bit. Yes, there has been some sad news to break today regarding Paddles, the first cat of New Zealand.
This is Jacinda Ardern's cat.
Yeah, and sadly, Paddles was hit by a car. And, you know, like, they were very fond of Paddles. It sort of had its own social media account. Stop smiling.
I'm not smiling. No, hey, I'm not smiling. I think any pet, you know, like that. What a tragic end. Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, I mean, it's part of your family. Like.
I think the only thing that I've sort of been shocked by is the international coverage that this thing has had.
Well, yes. I mean, it was the top thing trending on Twitter today. It's been covered
which knocked off the air freshness. But when I looked on Twitter, I was like, oh, don't see air fresheners at the top anymore.
The BBC have covered it.
Really?
TheGuardian.com. And there are just so many tweets. A lot of people really attached to
it. The other thing that stood out for me is when I was watching the media coverage, they obviously had a photo of the cat on file.
Yeah.
What would you like? Like, if something tragically happened, like, we've never had that chat. You know how couples have it, like, you know, oh, God, who do we give our kids to and all that sort of thing? You and I have never had the chat. If something tragic happened to you...
I don't think you would be the person I'd have that chat with.
No, but for on-air and stuff. Like, if something tragic happened to you, what photo do you want me to release to the media?
Jace,
like,
this is taking a very morbid
turn. No, but, like, you know, I'll have to do an Instagram post. What photo would you like?
I have to be nice.
Do you want that one of you squatting in Christchurch?
No, no,
you
don't definitely want that one.
What about the New Year's one that your ex sent? No? Okay. Like, is there a nice photo you...
Just like a natural one, like, you know, smiling.
Right.
During the outdoors.
An outdoors shot.
Yeah, probably an outdoors one.
Right.
I've never really thought about it. What about you?
Do you want a song played? Like, oh, here's a question.
What?
What would be the time I would need to stay off the air?
At least a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, that replaced me in 2 weeks. A month is a long time, hun.
Like, what would you do with me?
Like, I think a week. Well, it depends. If the tragedy happened on a Monday, you'd definitely stay off the air all week. I mean, you could return.
Such a morbid chat. Everyone just lined up for air freshness.
We've never had the chat.
Guys, I came for the birthday cake and the party.
We've never had the chat. Sorry. What if you died in the stampede to get air fresheners? I'd be sitting here at 5:05 going, well, what do I post? Do I go back on air? Are you with me?
The Jace and PJ Podcast.
Jace and PJ's limited edition novelty souvenir one time only exclusive birthday candle scented car air freshener.
Afternoon, New Zealand, and happy air freshener day. Jason, PJ, getting you home. We're doing it live from the mobile on Lincoln Road.
4 minutes to go.
The air fresheners have arrived. Jordan is walking out, looking sexy in a reflective jacket. No one pulls it off like you do. She is holding the...
I can smell it.
I just got a hit. Anyone else get a hit?
Anyone smell it?
Yeah, it was good, man.
What do you think, Gary?
Good hit.
I like that hit.
Yeah, I thought you would. So we developed a car air freshener that smells like a birthday candle, or supposed to. We got 1,000 of them made in China. We put it on Ross Boss's credit card, and today they get dispersed around the country. Different mobile stores get the details on our Instagram page.
Yeah, I've just chucked it up on our story.
People have turned up, Paige! People have actually turned up. Oh, play it cool. People have turned up.
No, I know. Like a real range of people.
Should we just
check
where people have come from? Where have you come from?
Piha.
Right. Not too far away. What about you, sir?
2 minutes down the road.
Okay. We
could have added on 20 minutes.
We practiced. You were supposed to say in the cargo.
Oh, same as him.
Okay, hang on. Let me go. There's a bunch of kids that have just been hanging in a car over in the car park. I'm not sure if they're here during a munchie run or here for air fresheners. Whereabouts have you guys come from?
The North Shore.
Oh, nice one. Well, cool. What a trick.
He means North Shore of Australia. That's how far people have commuted for this. So look, minutes away, if you are near one of the mobiles that are listed on our Instagram page, all you have to do is rock up. You walk in, they give you a free mobile smiles card, which are awesome, and they will give you the air freshener.
You know when people are out at like events like this and then they go, woo, and they get the crowd to go scream? Should I do that with the line?
Oh, yeah, this will be slick.
Okay, guys. When I go, who's ready for air fresheners? Then you guys go, woo! But not yet. Okay, you ready?
You know what normally happens?
What?
Normally they practice that off the air. Take us to the ads, Peach.
Who's ready for air fresheners?
Not bad.
The Jace and PJ Podcast.
Jace and PJ's limited edition novelty souvenir one time only exclusive birthday candle scented car air freshener.
Afternoon, New Zealand. We're coming to you live from the mobile on Lincoln Road. Happy air freshener day. That's it. Green light. They've started handing out the air fresheners.
It's all on. It's real, baby. It's like we've just had a baby. Isn't
you, you and I.
Not you. Well,
how's it like we just had a baby?
Well, metaphorically. In the form of a product. You know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We didn't, though.
No, we definitely didn't.
Yeah, all right, I just want to be clear about it. I'm married. I've got two kids.
I know. And I'm very much single.
Right. Yeah. So So in a nutshell, yeah, it's, I mean, nothing. Look, yeah, it's really like not it. Like all right, so we've got 1,000 of these things around the country. We're at the Mobile on Lincoln Road. People turned up here. Thank you so much, because to be honest, we thought this is going to be really embarrassing.
So there'd be crickets.
Yeah. But this bit's scary. Yeah. We're about to now do a whip around the country and find out if people have turned up at the other locations. Where are we going first?
We are starting in the Tron. A very good afternoon to you, Eden. How are you?
Hello, Jace. I'm good. It is pumping down here on Clyde Street.
Eden, can I just clarify? Did you just say, I'm good, Jace? Did you think PJ was a man?
Oh, PJ. Oh, my goodness. I'm
so good, funny. Eden.
I'm just a bit flustered. There's a big crowd that just went through, so I'm a wee bit flushed right now.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, brilliant. So, yeah. Brilliant. So, have you got someone there that got their hands on the air freshener?
Yep, I have Sean. I'll hand you over to him right now.
Okay, whack him on. Hello. Sean. That, hey, Sean.
Oh, is this PJ?
Yeah. Hey Sean, what do you think of the scent, mate? Take
mate,
a good breath.
You guys have hit a winner here. Hamilton's gonna have so many good smelling cars.
Thank you, Sean. Good I really you, appreciate the feedback.
Thank you to everyone who turned out in the Tron, right where we're whipping to now.
Moving to Tauranga, Rianne, hello.
Hey, Jason Peach, how are you?
Yeah, we are well. There we go.
Said both names to be safe.
Heck, down here we've got about 50 people. They turned up.
Oh, woohoo!
Okay, you don't have to say it in a desperate way like you're surprised.
Positive response?
Yeah, real good. They're loving the smell.
Yep, nice. That sounded so forced.
This is hilarious. Have you got anyone there with you?
We do. I've got Cass with me. Here she is.
Okay, cool.
Hi.
Hello. What comes to mind when you breathe in the air freshener?
I think probably birthday candle.
Yeah,
good.
Good answer.
Yep. That would have been awkward if she was like, oh, you know, one of those toilet sprays. Okay, not bad. All right, thank you for turning up, Tauranga.
Let's move to my hometown, Christchurch, where we've got Daniel on the line. Come in, Daniel.
Hey, we're going really strong down here. We started off with over 20 people and lines right out the door.
But, so to be fair, you can only fit 21 people in the mobile there, so...
It is kind of a small one, yeah.
Yeah, all right, mate.
All right, it's a big one.
Who have you got with you?
I've got Chris. He was the first guy to get an air freshener.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, Chris, first
the
man. Chris, the first man in Christchurch to get his hands on the air freshener. Yo, 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 Chris. How has it changed your life since getting the air freshener?
Oh, takes me back to when I was 10 years old, you know?
Yep, that's it. Nostalgia, memories, fun. It's all about what we're about with the
stop,
air freshener.
Stop, stop. Good on you, mate. Thank you. We've got to go to Welly.
Oh, we want to go to Welly. We'll wrap up with Lucy in Wellington. Come in, Lucy.
Hiya.
Hello, come in. What are we crossing on my walkie-talkies? Hey, mate, how'd it go down in Wellington?
Oh, pretty good, eh? There's quite a few people here. I've got a little line out the door for me, which is awesome.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, all right, not bad. Can we talk to someone after they've gotten one? I just want to, you know, this is like one of those customer surveys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got Mike here just waiting to grab his. I can pass you over.
Okay, cool.
All right. Hello, Mike.
You should see if Mike's...
Hey, team, there. How you going?
Yeah,
hey,
good,
Mike. How are you?
Man, it's great. Wellington's a beautiful place.
He's been rehearsing.
I don't know if people are taking the piss.
No, it's true.
Is it good, Mike? Like, you can be honest, mate. If it doesn't smell good, be honest.
Well, I haven't got it yet, but see, there's two things. Secondly, most important... At my age, I don't get candles on my birthday cake. I get bloody light bulbs.
Oh.
I need the smell to remind me of my youth.
How old are you, mate?
I'm not telling you.
Over 50?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, we'll give the air freshener to someone else.
Jason!
I'm joking.
Mike can have the air freshener.
It was a joke. Good on you, Mike. Hey, thank you to everyone that turned up. Happy Air Freshener Day, New Zealand. There's still plenty of them. Go and get them.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Every week we are joined by Jason's dad, Aussie Paul. We give him a call across the ditch to answer your questions.
God only knows what he's doing.
G'day.
G'day, Dad.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Actually, I'm just doing a bit of polishing on the car.
Oh, what kind of car have you got?
Ferrari.
A very old Nissan Patrol, PJ.
Big four-wheel drive, yeah. Mum's got to use a little stepladder to get into it. No joke, she does. Oh. Yeah.
She does. He's not kidding, yeah? She's right.
It's because of her arthritis. So if you could not laugh.
No, I'm not laughing.
Well, you did. You did. I was like,
but you were talking about Ferraris and Porsches and joking around and then.
We'd moved on.
Okay. All right. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it.
What?
We've got more questions.
Three.
All right. First one this week comes from Emma. Hey, Paul, I'm going to the Christchurch races next week and I wanted some fashion advice. Should I go for a jumpsuit or a dress?
Where was she going to?
The Christchurch races. She wants to know whether to wear a jumpsuit or a dress and what is the colour of the season.
Well, red seems to be very popular at the moment.
Red?
According to the TV.
Oh, really?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because PJ always wears red lipstick.
Well, most people do, mate.
Okay, so that's not making you anything special. Okay, sorry. All right, so you think red is the colour of the season?
Yeah.
All right.
And a dress.
And a dress, okay. Long, midi or short?
Oh, midi. It depends on your legs. If you've got good legs, wear it short.
Oh, God.
Is that even what you call it, midi? I just said that, but like, what I mean, a mid-length.
Yeah, and Dad, like low cut or like high neck?
Oh, no, low cut.
Oh,
she's trying to make a statement when she goes there.
Okay, yeah,
bro. You've got it up to your neck and down to your bloody ankles. No one's going to look at you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hope that helped, Emma. Moving on to our next question from Penny. Hey, Paul, my partner is going to Singapore for work, so we've decided to turn it into a holiday and buy me a ticket to go as well. Should he buy me a business class seat or should he forfeit his seat to sit with me in economy?
So he must be flying business through work.
All right, he's buying. Yeah, I'm with you. Why doesn't she just put her hand in the pocket and fly business with him?
They're not cheap, though. Like, when was the last time your mum flew business?
Yeah, that's right.
They never have.
Yeah, what would you do in that situation?
Yes, we have. Hang on.
Oh, what?
We did once.
Where?
From Hong Kong back to Brisbane.
On business class?
Yeah, because we got upgraded because there's no one else on the plane.
Did you get free booze and everything? Yeah.
I don't remember about the free booze. But
obviously you did if you don't bloody remember it.
I'm just imagining Paul with his free bubbles on a roll.
Oh, yeah. Did the bed go all flat and everything? Did you get, like, nice food?
What bed? Like, it's just a chair. It's just a seat.
Yeah, but the seat turns into a bed.
No, this is way back in the 90s, mate.
Oh, they would have made you stand. Plane would have been in black and white. All right, and just to wrap things up.
Yeah, actually, while I've got you, Paul, I thought you'd be the best person to ask this because your son is being a little bit cheeky. Obviously, we're moving to Australia at the end of next week. He keeps showing me snake videos. I just wanted to ask you, like, from Kiwi to Aussie, are they really that common and what should I look out for and how can I avoid them?
They're in all the roofs, aren't they?
They do. They get in roofs, but the ones but the ones who get in the roofs, they're not venomous. But when you're walking in the garden, you just got to walk a bit careful, that's all.
Even in the city? Like, even in Melbourne?
Yeah, they're everywhere, mate.
Really?
When you get your first accommodation, just give it a bit of a check out, mate.
Oh, God.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Oh. And the ones Dad's talking about in the roofs, are you talking about, like, carpet pythons and stuff?
Yeah, they're harmless.
They'll just squeeze you to death. They won't bite.
Jeez.
They won't bite you. They just squeeze you to death.
Yeah.
When you come over, there's no problems with the sharks.
Okay.
Because the crocodiles ate them all. I pinched that line off Paul Hogan.
Oh, God, I'll let you finish with that.
You know who Paul Hogan is? He runs a caravan park. Dad, I'll let you get back to polishing the Ferrari. Say hi to Mum.
Hi, Mum.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Afternoon, Jason and PJ coming to you live from Mobil Lincoln Road in Auckland. All the different mobiles around the country, we are offloading our limited edition air freshener.
It's so weird seeing people drive off with them on their little mirror.
One lady just drove off and then she put the window down and goes, it's already giving me a headache.
To be honest, when I first smelt it, it gave me one too.
Well, it gave Lou a rash. Anyway.
Go get your air fresheners, everyone.
Yeah, go get them, New Zealand.
At your local mobiles.
Okay, so... it's a special day for us. We're having fun. Like, this is something, you know, we've been waiting for. But we're minus someone. We're minus one of our team members.
Yeah, an important part of the team.
Yeah. Producer Alex, who literally tucks us in when we go out on benders.
He makes us cups of teas. Like, yeah. He literally ties our shoelaces.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do that. I've got Velcro.
Oh, he does for me sometimes.
But he's not here today, and that's why we put off verbal ping pong as well, because we've only got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
And he's the official judge. We can't play it without the judge. He's actually been in hospital for the past 24 hours.
Chase, I don't think we should be talking about it.
Well, I've got him on the phone.
Oh,
hello, Alex.
Good afternoon.
Oh,
see,
God.
Look.
He's just as happy at home as he is at work.
Consistent.
Buddy, look, it's up to you. You don't have to come on and talk about it, but I thought, you know, we're an honest show. We always talk about stuff. And people,
you know, I have to talk about it.
People would be wondering where you were today. They'd be ringing up going, oh, Alex wasn't on the air. Wasn't on the phone.
Before you even said, I hope you're okay, you said, you have to talk about this on the air. So.
No, you said we've jotted you in prime time at quarter past 5.
Yeah, mate, I could have put you at 6:20. So, you know, be happy you're on at 5. 5's prime time.
No. Keep PJ's stories there.
Now, how are you feeling? And run everyone through what's happened.
I'm feeling better. I'm back at home.
Yeah.
I got a what's known as a testicle torsion.
Ow.
After the show last night. So I rushed to hospital one of my testicles.
We didn't cause it.
No, it can be brought on by stress.
Oh, so Jace probably did cause it, yeah.
Heavy lifting and a number of other things. But no, sometimes it just does it by itself. So some people are more prone to it than others. But yeah, twisted my nuts.
Oh, poor thing. Like, in all seriousness, Jay's still laughing.
I'm not laughing. No. Normally the guy's got my nuts in a vice. Like, he runs the show, but this is a weird situation. Is it the left or right?
Jay!
I'm trying to run a series.
It's the right, not that it matters, but it's a very serious thing. I got told off for not coming in sooner, so if you're a man out there and you got a pair of good ones, then make sure that if you get a pain, go see the doctor straight away.
Yeah, that is actually a good reminder.
Well, that's why I wanted to get him on. Yeah. Like, it's an important message to get out there. And I said to him...
a PSA.
Exactly, thank you. So you are mocking me, and I'm like, oh, I'm doing it for the people. Because I said to him last night, I said, don't muck around with it, mate, because when I had the mumps, like, mine went to the size of bloody baseballs.
Coconut, wasn't it?
Yeah, and coconuts, all right. And I said to Alex, like, I've had kids, right? You know, he hasn't had kids at that age.
Yeah, but still, it's scary.
Oh, it is, but don't muck around with it, you know what I mean? So, but you're okay? Did you end up, you're all good?
Yeah, I'm all good. The only problem is because they weren't sure whether I'd have to go on for surgery or not. I hadn't really eaten for nearly 24 hours. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What are you going to ask?
Maybe a little
you can imagine what that. Yeah.
Hey, Alex, did they do an ultrasound?
Yes, they did.
Do they have to rub?
Oh, come on.
You know the ultrasound gel?
Yeah, they put jelly on me. I had jelly balls.
Do they? I'm asking. Do they put that on, or do you put that on yourself?
No, they put it on. But it was like it wasn't a full bottle, so it was like ketchup being squirted on my nuts, you know. So it was like,
it'd be cold too. It'd be really cold. Anyway, there's a vision for your Wednesday, aren't there?
How many times have you had to drop your pants in the ER in the last 24 hours?
We counted 14 times.
Oh, you know,
this morning when they came into the doctor's round there with the trainees, there was seven of them standing around all staring at my nuts.
No, you can say you're not comfortable with the trainees in the room.
Yeah, but you want to get it fixed, so I'm all with it.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
PJ's inviting people in.
It's nice to show off now.
Yeah, right. Talk it up. Well, mate, look, we hope you feel better. Rest up. You know, obviously in early tomorrow to make up for the hours.
Jason!
I'm joking. But rest up, buddy, and we hope you're doing all right. And in all seriousness, like you said, go and get yourself checked out if you've got any dramas. Good on you, mate.
Love you, Alex.
Thanks, guys. Bye. See you tomorrow.
ZM's Jason PJ.
People collecting their air fresheners. Excuse me. Sorry, can I just get first reaction? Take a smell.
Smells beautiful.
Oh, so do you. Have a good day. Kylie's called through. Kylie, whereabouts in the country did you pick one up?
I'm from Tauranga. I picked one up from Chapel Street Mobile.
Right. What's your thoughts?
Oh, they are so amazing. Like, I'm obsessed. I want to rub them on myself so I can smell like this forever.
I can't tell if people are taking the piss still.
Also,
No. I'm being legit honest. Like, you need bath bombs and everything.
Oh, you reckon? That's another
Let's
market.
Do bath bombs next. Hey, just so you know, because I actually ordered these on the cheap, I wouldn't rub them on your bare skin.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Definitely.
Just.
Yeah, because the chemical in there, do not do that.
No, just leave it hanging from your mirror.
Yeah, enjoy.
With the windows open.
Enjoy. So, look, if there's still a couple left. We are at Mobile and Lincoln Road. The other mobile locations, very limited edition. Do I sound desperate? You can get the address of those mobiles at the Jason PJ Instagram page. Now, Peach.
I feel vulnerable.
I've currently blindfolded PJ. We are outside the mobile on Lincoln Road at the moment. We're going to play a new game called What's in PJ's Mouth from the Mobile. Don't be nervous.
Can you be a good sort about it? Like, because I just went and looked around the shop and I know what's inside there.
Yeah.
And I know that there's some cat and dog food. And if you've gone for that, then that's just lame.
Well, you're going to be proud of me because I didn't.
Okay.
Because the lady from Mobile said, don't do that. That's lame. So I put it back.
Thank God for the lady at Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no joke. That's how it went down. So I've gone for different products. So I'm going to put something in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you have to work out what item it is that is available in all Mobiles.
I'm pretty good with food.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let me.
Open
Load
your mouth.
Me up.
Open your mouth. Okay, hang on. Putting it in. This is item number one. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Take a little taste.
Oh.
What's your thoughts? What area are we playing with here? Savory, sweet?
Confectionery.
Right.
It's dairy milk chocolate.
Is that what you're locking in?
Cadbury dairy milk chocolate.
Just, you're locking in a plain Cadbury dairy milk chocolate bar?
Yep.
Wrong. It's a Freddo.
Oh, I thought it was a weird shape.
Yeah, you didn't know what was in your mouth then.
No,
all right.
I didn't.
Item number two.
Little slippery frog.
Okay, this one's going to be like an aeroplane.
Is it an aeroplane?
It's not an aeroplane. No, I'm going to do like the aeroplane. Okay, you ready? Okay,
yep.
Okay, here we go. Oh, she's messy, this one. Okay, open your mouth. Here we go. Get a good try. All right.
Oh, my God.
Have a good try, that bad boy. Thoughts? What area are we playing with? Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sweet.
Right.
Is that condensed milk?
It is condensed milk.
Yes, because I was going to say it's like caramel.
It is condensed milk.
But it's very runny. I thought you just literally handed me chocolate sauce.
Right, no, no. Okay, is all right, here we go. Here we go. So one from two. This is the tiebreaker. What's in PJ's mouth that's available at the Mobile?
At the Mobile. You mean just Mobile.
Okay, at Mobile. Okay. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, open your mouth. All right, here we go. Third item. Get it. Big taste. There we go.
No!
Okay. Thoughts? Are we playing with confectionery still?
No. No, bitter. Tangy.
Savory? Are we in the savory area?
Definitely not savory.
Okay, gotcha. Is it one of those delicious pies?
Verging on a dessert.
Oh, we're in the dessert section at Mobile.
Mixed with fruit juice.
Oh.
And so for that reason, I'm going to come to the conclusion that you just put baby food in my mouth.
That conclusion is downright correct.
Yeah!
Apple, peach and mango. What is for babies?
I know my baby food.
I know you do. I'll tell you, you know what's in your mouth. I'll give you that. That wraps up What's in PJ's Mouth at Mobile. You can take your blindfold off. People are looking at us weird. Hey, look, we are about to get out of here. We've been at Mobile Lincoln Road. Thank you so much to the crew at Mobile for having us. Surprise, surprise, there's still some air fresheners left. So,
couple-y.
Yeah, if you are in the area and you can't get here for 3 weeks, there's a good chance I'll still be here. Mobile Lincoln Road in Auckland. Otherwise, around the country, we put the other locations on our Instagram page. You know, we don't want to beg, but we will. You can go back and get a second one. But thank you very much to everyone that
came out.
Honestly,
amazing people that have come down this afternoon. We really sound like we're hamming it up.
Yeah, we didn't expect people. So the people did rock up. We're going to say they're amazing.
Good humans.
Thank you very much for joining us. Jace and PJ, happy Air Freshener Day, New Zealand. This is ZM.
Jace and PJ. Jace and PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on Z.